The death of Donnie B.
The one take of it.
The one take. So there's no outtakes for the iTunes version or anything.
Yeah, not for that song. That's for sure. In fact, we were talking before, I think the reason we haven't played it live is I just haven't bothered to learn the words to that. I was reading that off a piece of paper as we were doing it, and it's a really great song. And the version there, like it's like 4 or 5 minutes, whatever it is on the record. On the video, on the original film, I think it's about 15 minutes long. There's a lot more verses.
Wow.
Donnie B's got all kinds of problems I didn't get into.
So wait, you just faded it out and like keeps going, or?
No, I'm saying the version.
Oh, on the version the of the film. Oh, this is your version. Oh.
If you watch it on the black and white film from the early 70s, it's a pretty long song. It just goes, Donnie's doing this and doing that, and it's all bad.
You should have like that could be like a CD single or something, like part two or
exactly
part three.
Right.
Steve Wynn and Dave DeCastro are here, and we just played a track for Northern Aggression, the new album, recent album. It's still pretty new, right?
I feel like it's really new. I mean, I think for one thing, we toured over in Europe for the record.
What did you go over for, like 7 weeks?
No, like five or six.
Wow.
No, not seven. But see, what you just saw is my instinctive way. I try to keep the band happy and not scared.
We
can't tour for 7 weeks. Oh no, it's just five.
It was like two,
six, six and a half. It's not seven.
Right. It's like, no, it doesn't cost $30. It's $20.
Dave knows that.
No, it's not seven. It ends up being eight. But
I know you can't do any more than 3 weeks. This tour is just going to be three, maybe like three and a half. Well, 3 weeks and 6 days plus a day to get home, and there's a day added after that, but it's just 3 weeks.
Well, can you do another 2 weeks?
We've only done a show up in Boston and one show here, so we haven't toured for this record. So for me, it's still a new record, and I'm hoping we get out there and do some more shows. At this point, I think a release date's kind of a nebulous thing.
Right.
What date is your record drop? It's kind of It doesn't matter. It's out there and it slowly works its way through the through the system, and people feel it when they do.
Yeah, and the show is tomorrow night at the Bell House. Steve Wynn and the Miracle 3, right, followed by the Baseball Project, and we're going to and the Baseball Project Volume 2, High and Inside. I mean, that's another great fun record from the Baseball Project.
Really fun record. It's been a fun band because, I was talking to somebody about it yesterday. Everybody in the Baseball Project has been playing in bands and touring for, I think I actually added up more. I think we have a collective 140 years of touring between us, or something crazy like that, something ridiculous. And we've done, at this point, most things that there is to do. Especially when you factor in the REM thing with those two guys, playing stadiums, being in every magazine, whatever experience. We're doing things we never thought we'd be doing. Like, for example, we're going to be doing a tour at the end of May in the kind of the Midwest and out to the East Coast. I will be throwing out the first pitch at a Cubs game at the end of May.
Wow.
And I didn't think that kind of thing was happening. I think Scott's throwing out a first pitch at a Brewers game and Linda at a St. Paul Saints game. So we've all kind of taken our games. We did sing the national anthem at a game in Arizona. We're going to be doing it again at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
They're going to, I announced one a mercifully short play-by-play call on WGN for the Cubs. I did one at-bat, and I don't know, the Len Casper, the play-by-play announcer, said I did a good job. I hope he's right.
It seems so easy, right?
That it's he tried to help me out with it. But I mean, so it's kind of the fun back, because we're just doing things we never would imagine we do.
Right.
And we get free tickets to baseball games. Yeah, that's great.
Right. Now, how was that tour? I mean, you played, after playing, a bunch of shows at Austin, at South by Southwest, now you drove through Arizona, and you were playing before or after the spring training games? Like, what was...
We had the idea that kind of I think with the Baseball Project, we have fans who are fans of the bands involved. The Miracle 3 stuff, the Minus 5,
REM, of course. Yeah.
I'm kind of doing the number thing. Miracle 3, Minus 5, and, and Venus 3.
The Venus 3, right.
All
of our number bands.
but we're trying to get it to baseball fans who should like it. So we went out to Arizona for spring training and played six different games. We were standing out in front of the stadiums before the game playing as people went in. And it was a weird week because between spring training and South by Southwest, I think I played... about 10 shows started before noon.
Wow.
That's insane. That's just not right. And we're doing it again this Sunday, too. I mean, it become like a daytime. I got a suntan on.
You never thought you'd be doing that. That's a perfect example. Yeah. I never thought I'd get up and be at a show at 10:30.
But it's really funny. But it was great. We still got to play before the games, when you know, and then watch the games.
That's great.
So we had a blast. It's a very interesting band.
That's great. You know, and we were talking last time I saw you a couple weeks ago, like you were talking about how with all the other bands and the collective number of shows you've done, like to me, the fact that Peter Buck, after all he's accomplished and done, the fact that he's just fired up to get in a van and drive across New Mexico to play all these things, it's just, I mean, that must be inspiring to see him. So he just can't wait to get on, do the next tour and do all these shows. And he's got 20 projects going at once.
Always.
I mean, what is it like? I mean, you've known him for a long time, but you're really getting to know him probably more lately.
We've been friends about 30 years, and since the early 80s when Dream Syndicate did an 8-week tour with REM, we stayed friends over the years. I had never actually toured with him until the Baseball Project. Well, toured with him in the same band, that is.
Right.
He's amazing. He loves to play. He's the first guy behind the merch booth every night. I guarantee when you're at the Bell House, when you go back to buy your Baseball Project or Miracle 3 CDs, you'll probably buy from Peter. You know, he's just really enthusiastic about what he does. He still loves it. And you know, I think that, well, he's pretty much a music fan like we all are.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just where it all comes from.
I
enjoy going, you know, I always catch up whenever cool new garage samplers are out there by running into Peter.
Yeah, right.
He's great that way.
Yeah, and you also have is it the first Win Buck co-write on the 1976?
Actually, no, it's the second one.
Oh.
For those of you keeping score at home. Peter and I co-wrote the song Dazzling Display, which is the title track to my second solo
record. Oh, that's right.
We also, one night at a party in Athens, Georgia, beginning at 3 a.m., wrote about three songs together until the sun came up, and then we lost the cassette.
Oh.
And don't remember any of them. So, unfortunately, there are three other co-writes that I don't know. There's somewhere. Maybe someday if I ever clean up my closet, I'll find it.
Okay, so we were mentioning the Baseball Project. But you want to do a number from from there?
Dave's going to be the revolving bass player role for the day, because we actually are doing we're going to be doing a tour, as Troy mentioned, coming up at the end of May, where there will be a show around here that I cannot say quite yet, but we could be playing with Mike Mills in the role of Peter Buck for that tour.
Nice.
But today is Dave DeCastro.
Yeah,
big baseball fan.
I love baseball.
you do like football. That's your sport, right?
Yeah, my sport is. I like baseball.
I do like football.
You're a Jets fan.
All sorts. I like all the sports.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
I like them all.
Because what I didn't tell Dave, you know, is game to be playing this song for the first time right now. What I didn't tell him before we started is he's going to sing this song. You know the words, right?
This is a real easy sing along.
Let's hit it, man. Let's hit it.
Next time you can do it.
Woo!